correspondent David Miller.
Now, the human brain is able to see objects even when our eyes can't. A new study by researchers at Glasgow University showed that when parts of our vision are blocked, the brain steps in to fill the blanks. The results show that our brains do not rely solely on what's shown to the eyes in order to see. Instead, the brain fills in its own jigsaw to construct a complex prediction. Dr. Lars Muckley, who led the research, joins us now. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ferry.
How did you establish that?
We use brain imaging techniques to look into the visual cortex while our subjects are looking at images. And the situation is such, imagine you are in a cinema and you're unlucky enough to sit behind a tall person in front of you. So a big part of the screen is covered and you can't see. It would be good to be able to get some of the information that is covered up by this person. And we actually can show that the brain does fill in some of the missing information by looking into the brain areas that process this information that comes through the eyes. We can see that there's actually some information about the remaining non-shown sight.
So, right, so when people were actually sitting looking at these images, you could see other parts of the brain that you perhaps wouldn't have expected working away trying to fill in the gaps.
Yeah, they fill in the gaps, and we think that is basically one of the principles of brain processes, that our brains emerge to prepare us best for the next upcoming situation. So therefore, they take the information from wherever they can get it, from different sensory stimulation, auditory, tactile, or from the contextual information of the scene. So the remaining parts that the eyes see fill in predictions for the part that is behind the obstacle. And so therefore, some of the information is actually recovered.
So this is something then that comes with experience. Presumably, you don't start out with the ability to do all of that.
That's a very good point. That's presumably right. During the early childhood, you probably are trained to get the basic statistics of visual scenes that will enable you then to fill in the gaps. And then we actually see this in the very earliest part of the cortex. So whatever the first processing stage from the information that comes through the eye has already these kind of extrapolated predictions. And we think that higher areas might be used to fill in more higher information about, for example, text and literature or so that you are faced with later in life, so after when you start going to school. But the earlier stage are probably already informed by the typical statistics of our everyday environment.
What do you think this research could lead to?
Well, it is a very basic processing principles that we are after. And if we understand that the early visual areas, for example, or any part of the brain is actually talking a lot to other parts of the brain, and traditionally the brain has been studied more as a projection zone of our sensory information. So information is coming in and we try to understand what it does with it. However, it seems that it's a very rich amount of information that is transported from one part to the other part of the brain. So basically the brain talks to itself most of the time. And to understand more deeply the processing principles behind this communication, it will be very important to understand mental diseases like schizophrenia or understanding aging brains, for example.
Okay, Dr. Lars Muckley, thank you very much indeed for coming in.